Today's daf is Psachim daf Kuf Yud Beis, and we are 6 lines from the top of daf Kuf Yud Beis Amir Aleph Tana. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, and Moshe Abba ben Devorah. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus for Yecheskel Shraga ben Miril, and today's daf is being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Reb Doiv ben Yaakov David, Mesuda bas Moshe, and Avram ben Yibadal Chaim Tovim, Reb Moshe Chaim. So the topic of the last 2 dafin has been Mazikin. Psachim daf Kuf Yud talks about Zugos. Psachim daf Kuf Yud Aleph talks about Shadim and different types of Mazikin. Today's daf is going to continue along the same thing, albeit with some digressions here and there. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, we learned in a Braisa, Laishta. If somebody goes to sleep and there was either oichlin or mashkin, there was food underneath his bed, even if the food wasn't exposed, it was covered. Not only was it covered, but it was inside kli barzel, metal utensils, ruach ra shayra aleh. It's considered dangerous to eat because there's a ruach ra, there's an evil spirit that's presiding over it. And as a result, if you eat it, it could be very, very dangerous. We'll see more about this at the end of the daf. Tanu Rabban Leishta Adamayim, a person should not drink water. Loi belele reviyos, veloi belele shabbosos. You shouldn't drink water the eve of the 4th day, also known as Tuesday night, or the eve of Shabbos, Friday night. The imshasa, and if somebody does drink water on those nights, damai b'roshay, it's considered very dangerous. Why? Mipnei ha-sakana. My sakana. What exactly is the sakana? Why can't you drink water on Tuesday night and Friday night? Says the Gemara, ruach ra, because there's a ruach ra that's on the water on those 2 nights. The imtzachi, let's say somebody's really thirsty and he wants to drink water on those nights. Maitakante, what should he do? So the Gemara says there's a plan. Neima, he should say the psukim that describes shiva koilois, the 7 koilois, the 7 times it says koil, sha'amar David alamayim. The David HaMelech said regarding water, b'hadin nishti, then he should drink. Shenema, what are these 7 koilois? We know the psukim. Koil Hashem alamayim, keil ha'kovid hirim, Hashem alamayim rab, koil Hashem b'koyach, koil Hashem b'hadar, koil Hashem shover arozin by yeshaber Hashem es arze alvonin koil Hashem choytzev lahavi seish koil Hashem yochel Hashem midbar kodesh, and finally koil Hashem yecholei la yolois vayechsoif yeorois uveicholei kulei oimer gavay. If you count the amount of times that we just said koil, it's 7. Says the Gemara, if someone on a Tuesday night or on a Friday night is very thirsty, he wants to drink water, he knows the braisa, that it's considered very dangerous. Why? Because there's a ruach ra that's shayra on the water. What should he do? He should say these psukim, koil Hashem v'chule, and by doing that, he's going to be okay. V'iloi, let's say that's not an option. He doesn't have a siddur, he doesn't know all the words by heart. So watch, is there a plan B? Yeah, neima hachi, he should say the following. This is more of an incantation. Lul shafon anigroim anirdefin bein koichvei yosivna bein bli shmeina ozona. That's going to work. V'iloi, let's say he can't even do that. Is there a plan C? Yes, if there's another person with him, nitare, he should wake the person up, and he should talk to the person. He should say, quote, planya bar planisa, referring to himself. He should say his name, and he should mention his mother's name. Tzachina maya, I'm thirsty, then he should drink. The Eloi, let's say he can't do that, meaning there's nobody there, there's nobody to wake up, there's nobody to talk to. So mekarkish nachtema achatzva, he should bang on the jug of water, and then he should drink. The Eloi, let's say that's not either an option, so we're up to plan E already. Nishti ba midi, then he should throw something into the water, and then he should drink. So it's dangerous to drink on Tuesday night, it's dangerous to drink on Friday night, on Leil Shabbos Kodesh. What should a person do if he's thirsty? He just simply needs to drink water. So either he should say Koil Hashem Alamoyim, Keil HaKovid Hirim, etc., etc., the 7 Koilos. If you can't do that, there's an incantation. If you're with somebody, start talking to that person. Regardless, make noise. The concept of making noise is because Shadim don't like a lot of people. That's why whenever you talk about Shadim, you find this idea of being by yourself. Right? Don't sleep in a bayis yechidi. Don't be under a dekel yechidi. Don't walk outside yechidi. So it's all related to yechidi. The moment there's another person involved, so then the Shadim back off already. And as a result, it's not going to be such an issue. But these are the different ideas that a person should try to execute. Now, why dafka Tuesday night? And why dafka Friday night? The ruach ra is only shayra on those 2 nights. What's Pashup Shat? So the Gemara is actually going to come back to this at the end of the daf. So it's a Mefurish Gemara, but we're going to have to wait a little bit of suspense until we see the reason. Tanu Rabbanu, Yish to Mayim, a person shouldn't drink water. Loimen an Horois, Veloimen Ha'agamim Balaylo. You shouldn't drink from a river at night. Vim Shasin, if you do, Tamei Beroishim Mipnei HaSakana. Because again, you put your life at risk. My Sakana, what's the Sakana? So Pasha, you would think, it's night, it's dark, you don't really see what you're drinking. But the Gemara gives more of a heebie-jeebie reason. Sakana Shavriri. It's because of the Shavriri, and that's what can possibly happen. If you eat Sochi, says, well, let's say you do drink Mai Takante, eat the Inish Vade. If there's another person with you, Le Mole, you should start talking to this person. You should say, Planya Bar Planisa, Sachina Maya, Plani Bar Planisa, referring to himself. Meaning, refer to yourself, mention your mother's name, and say, I'm thirsty. V'iloi, let's say you don't have somebody to talk to, name Ilan Avshay. So then just talk to yourself. And you should say, Planyo Umrali Imi is Daher. You should talk to yourself and say that my mother told me I should be careful from Shavriri, Shavriri, Beriri, Riri, Yiri, Ri, Tzachina, Maya, Bakasi, Chivri, and I want to drink water in a white cup. So, the Gemara, Vait. Again, we're going to return to everything that we just said. So, for a moment, literally, a brief, fleeting moment, the Gemara returns to the regular program, which is Arvi Psochim. And the Mishnah had said that Arvi Psochim Samach Lamincha Lo Yoichal Adam Ad Shetechshach. We know what that means. Afilu Onish Tevi Yisrael Lo Yoichal Ad Sheyasef. We know what that means. And then it said, V'lo yifchusu loy me'ar b'koysei shol yayin. We know what that means. V'afilu minat amchoy. Meaning, even someone that's such an oni, that he's being supported by this special fund that was put aside for the biggest aniyim in Klal Yisrael, he's someone that's being supported from the tamchoy. Even him, there's an obligation of Dawud Kois, says the Gemara. Pshita, it's obvious. Why would you think not? Where do you find that because of someone's financial situation, he's suddenly potter from doing mitzvahs? So the Gemara says, no. There's a chiddush in the world of Rabbi Akiva. The Omar, because Rabbi Akiva famously said, that it's better for a person to make his Shabbos, which is chiddush, in Tochulin. We're mavdol ben chiddush l'chol. Rabbi Akiva said, undo the havdalah. Asei Shabbat Chochol, better not to have to come on to other people. So you would have thought that according to Rabbi Akiva, Asei Shabbat Chochol v'atetzarech lebriyos, so this person who's misfarnes min atamchoy, he's going to have to come on to other people in order to have his dalet koises. So maybe it's better that he doesn't have his dalet koises. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Hocha mishum persume nisa moiti. Being that over here we're dealing with dalet koises, and dalet koises has a persume nisa element, so it's for that reason, here the halach is going to be different. Zok to Gemara, Tana de Ve'eliyo. Afa pisham Rabbi Akiva, say Shabbat Chochol v'atetzarech lebriyos. Even though Rabbi Akiva said that it's better to make your Shabbos Chol and not have to come on to other people, aval oisu dover mu'ud b'teich be'esa. But a person has to have a little bit for Shabbos. Something for Shabbos you have to have. Zok to Gemara, mind you, what is that something? Amar Rapapa, so Rapapa said, kasa da harsana. Certain type of fish. Get the time we learn to the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema Omer. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema said, "Havi os kenomer v'kal kanesher rotz katzvi v'gibor kari lasis ritzoyin avicha shabashamayim." What does this mean? A person has to garner strength, literally animalistic strength sometimes, in order for him to be able to serve Hashem properly. So you're tired, you don't want to wake out of bed, so you have to be azkanomer, and you're running late, and you're schlepping zich a little bit, you have to be rotzketzvit, you have to be gibor kari. Lasis retzayin avicha shabashamayim. What's the point? That even this person who's misparnis minatamchoy, and even though Rabbi Akiva said, asei shabbat chochol v'atetzarech lebriyos, but poter b'loy klum e efsher. Something you have to do. Afal pisha omer Rabbi Akiva say Shabbat Chochol v'al tetzarech lebriyos aval oisahu davar mu'ud. There is a davar mu'ud that this person needs to do. So again, the Mishnah said that as it relates to arba koisos v'lo yivchesu loy me arba koisos shal yayin v'afilu minatamchoy. What's the chiddush afilu minatamchoy? So the Gemara said the chiddush is in the world of Rabbi Akiva that even though Rabbi Akiva said asei Shabbat Chochol v'al tetzarech lebriyos, over here there's a cheshbon of persume nisa, and because there's a cheshbon of persume nisa odif, and it's better to have to come on to the briyos simply so you should be able to participate in the. In the pirsum of the nes, and presume nisa is treated differently. There's another area in halacha very briefly where this comes up. And that's in the end of Hilchas Chanukah. The Rambam in Hilchas Chanukah, Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Beis. Mitzvah Sner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Ad Ma'od. One of the most famous lines in the Rambam's Yad Chazakah. He refers to the Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah as being Chaviva Ma'od. Everybody wonders where the Rambam got this line from. What's so Chaviv? It's so Balipt. The Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, says the Rambam, because it's so Chaviv, it's Tzarech Adam Lizarba. A person has to be very careful with it. Kidei Lo Hidiyah Hanes, so that he should be able to be mefarsim the nest, spread the word. Ulo hoisef b'shvach hakel v'hoidolei al anisim shasolano. Afilu, says the Rambam, ein lama yoichal. Even if a person doesn't have food, elamin atztaka, rather he is supported by tztaka, shoyel, he should borrow money. Oy morchi ksusoy, he should sell the shirt off his back. So that he'll be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. So the Rambam says that when it comes to the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, it's chaviva hi ad ma'od. As a result, afilu ein l'mayoicha, even if he doesn't have any food, elamin atztaka, shoyel oy moichik ksusoy, v'loikeach shem v'neiris v'madlik. Now, Pasha, when you read the Rambam, it sounds like the Rambam's giving a reason. You want to know why you kedai to come on to other people for the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? Because it's chaviva hi ad ma'od. But the Achreinim understand that the Rambam had to have a makar for something like this. Rambam couldn't just make up that Ner Chanukah is chaviva hi ad ma'od. And as a result, there's an idea of even come on to other people to be mekayim the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. So the Achreinim, the Noisei Kelim on the Rambam, they discuss, where did the Rambam see this? So the Magen Mishnah says, it's Pasha where the Rambam got it from. Psochim daf kuf yud beizam and aleph. He learned it from Arve Psoch, because the Mishnah says, v'lo yitchus oloi mi arbe goysois shal yayin, v'afilu min atam chuy. Zok de Gemara, the chiddush is that even according to Rabbi Akiva that holds a seh shabbat chachov at tzarech lo briyos, but persume nisa is different. Zoysay meres, what do you see from here? That when it comes to persume nisa, a person is supposed to come on to other people. Even Rabbi Akiva, who took such an extreme position, he acknowledged that when it's a question of Persume Nisa, it's a whole different world. Persume Nisa is other. So if Dalet Kaisis is Persume Nisa, Ner Chanukah is also Persume Nisa. And the Rambam's Makar to this halacha was very, very simple. It came from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Dalet Kaisis. Okay, but let's understand the Mishnah. It's because of Persume Nisa. So the Rambam said, Ner Chanukah is also Persume Nisa. So what should be the difference between Ner Chanukah and Dalet Kaisis? That's what the Magen Mishnah says. A Poshet the Makar, Psochin Tzadik Tes Hamid Beis, and that's the Mishnah, and Psochin Kuf Yud Beis Hamid Aleph, that's the Gemara that explains the Mishnah. But the Vilna Gaon in his Bir HaGra and Hilchas Chanukah in Simen Tof Reish Ayin Aleph, Sivkot and Beis, he says a different Makar. The Vilna Gaon says, I have a mefurish makar related to Ner Chanukah. I don't have to come on to a mamotzino. If it's true for Dalet Kaisos, it's also going to be true for Ner Chanukah. He makes a back of the envelope cheshbon based on Arve Psochin. He says it's very, very posh. Why? Because even though Rabbi Akiva said, Asay Shabbat Chachov at the Tzarech Lebriyos, but what did the Gemara say? That after Pisham Rabbi Kiva Asay Shabbat Chachov at the Tzarech Lebriyos, Avaloisu Dover Mu'ud Patech Beis. A Dover Mu'ud you have to have. What does that mean? You have to have a little bit of food for Shabbos. Kasat Aharsana, whatever it is. But you have to have a little bit of food. Okay, that means having a little bit of food is more important than the Al Yitzarech Lebriyos. We learned the Gemara earlier in the parak. If a person has enough for Kiddush Hayoim, which is Kiddush Friday night, or for Suda Shabbos, Kiddush Hayoim, V'Kovet Hayoim, Kiddush Hayoim Adav. So if a person's supposed to come on to other people for Suda, Kal V'Chaim Reset Devil Nagoyin, he's supposed to come on to other people for Kiddush. Okay. What's Adif? Kiddush on Ner Chanukah. That's also a Gemara. The Rambam brings it. Har she'en lo yelo pruta achas ulofon of Kiddush Hayoim v'adlokas Ner Chanukah. Makdim likdoin shemen lahadlik Ner Chanukah l'kiddush Hayoim. Why? Hoyol v'shneyem edivrei soifrem mutav lahakdim Ner Chanukah she'yesh l'nzuchan anes. That means Ner Chanukah's Adif from Kiddush Hayoim. So said the Vilna Gaon, it's a pashta cheshbon. It's true asei Shabbat chachol v'altad starach lebris. But at the same time, for Suda, you're supposed to come on to other people. Kiddush is more chomer than Suda, so Kal V'Chomer for Kiddush is supposed to come on to other people. And Ner Chanukah is more Adif than Kiddush. So certainly for Ner Chanukah he's supposed to come on to other people. So said the Vilna Gaon, the Magen Mishnah said it's learned out from Dalet Kaisis. You don't have to come on to Dalet Kaisis. It's a basic back of the envelope arithmetic cheshbon where you see it from the Gemaras and Perek Arvei Psochin. So I know it literally, Mineu Bei Alatar, that that's going to be the halacha as it relates to Ner Chanukah. We spoke about this a lot more Ba'arichos when we learned Perek Bamem Adlikin. One of the big kashas that the Achronim struggle with is what happened to the halacha of hamavazviz al yavazviz yosem mechomish. A person is not supposed to spend more than a chomish of his wealth to do a mitzvah. It doesn't matter what the mitzvah is. This is a person who doesn't have money to buy dalet kaisis. This is a person who doesn't have money for Nar Chanukah, and you're telling him to go borrow and to be meicher ksus. Like, shouldn't that fall into the category of amivazves al yivazves yoyse mechaimish hadvarim atikim? We have a related rate bite in Perek Bamem Adlikim, but you just can't go buy this Gemara without mentioning the Magid Mishnah and the Vilna Gaon. Zokti Gemara Vaita. We return to our digression. We return to Divrei Agada. Tana Rabbanan Shivat Varam Tzivu Rabbi Kivas Rabbi Yeshua Benai. There were seven things Rabbi Akiva told his son Rabbi Yeshua. Number one, he said, "Bnei al teisha begoyvish alir v'tishna." Don't learn in an exposed part of the city. So pashup shad is because you're going to be bothered there. So if you want to learn, find a vinkel when nobody sees you. Like this, you'll be able to concentrate on your learning. Don't live in a city where the roshei ha'ir are talmidei chachamim. What's the reason? So the Rashbam says because talmidei chachamim are always learning. And as a result, they're going to be negligent when it comes to taking care of the city. It's not a good city to live in. Don't walk into your house plitzling. Knock before you enter the door. That's true for your house. Certainly if you're walking into somebody else's house. You should always wear shoes. We take for granted that we wear shoes. But once upon a time, that wasn't the case. And that's why there's a lot of Gemaras that talk about the importance of shoes. But Rashbam says Rabbi Akiva was talking to his son, Rabbi Yeshua, who was a Talmud Chacham. And for a Talmud Chacham, there's a special halacha that he needs to wear shoes. Quotes a Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Chav Tesamer Aleph, and it's based on the idea that a Talmud Chacham has to look the part. He has to look bakovedik, because if he looks impressive, it's a Kiddush Hashem, and if he doesn't, then people can sometimes get different ideas about a Talmud Chacham. So it's more in the halachis of a Talmud Chacham, says the Rashbam, that Rabbi Akiva was telling his son Rabbi Yeshua, who he knew was a Talmud Chacham, you have a responsibility to look the part as well. He continued, and he told him, Hashkoim ve'achol b'kais, wake up early in the morning, eat in the summer, ne'achamim, because of the heat, it's important you have food. Also in the winter, you should wake up early because it's very cold. That's why we just mentioned this. So he told him, it's kedai asei shabbat chachol not to have to come on tibriyos. And then he said that if you're looking to go into business or to get involved in a venture with somebody, you should try to find a person that looks like he's a bal mazel. That the mazel's smiling at him. So sometimes a person, he's knocking, and you should try to find a person like that. That's the person you should do business with. So the Gemara said, I'm Rapapa, who was a Seicher. So he said, Loyla Mizma Mineva Loyla Zvunile. Just to clarify, redefine, break. I wouldn't sit on the other side of the table of that guy. So yeah, you want to become his partner. That's wonderful. But I wouldn't sell anything to him because he's getting the better end of the deal. I wouldn't certainly wouldn't buy anything from him. But the Gemara says it's not true. That after Eev had brach, any single person that would buy anything from Eev, he would get brach. So you see, there's a concept that if you attach yourself to a person, even if you're not his partner, even if you're on the other side of the table, it's going to end up working out for you too. Meaning, there's a concept that there's a person, he's so gebenched, that any association with this person is going to bring bracha. Even to buy from him or to sell to him, shapidami, is going to be considered. Oh, okay. So why did we just discuss these seven things that Rabbi Akiva told the son, Rabbi Yeshua, very pashut? Because one of the seven things was asei shabbat chachov al tesarach lebriyos, that we mentioned, because that was critical in understanding why the Mishnah had to emphasize that even an ani amisparnis men atamchi is obligated in dal kaisis. So then the Gemara said, I'll tell you the rest of the story. It just so happens, this is one of the seven things that Rabbi Akiva told his son, Rabbi Yeshua. So it's clear from our Gemara that Rabbi Akiva had a son whose name was Rabbi Yeshua. So who exactly was this Rabbi Yeshua? So the Rashbam on our Gemara says, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, who ben Rabbi Akiva? It's none other than the Tanna Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, who appears in many places in Shas. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha was Rabbi Yeshua ben Rabbi Akiva. Now, why would Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha be called Rabbi Yeshua ben Rabbi Akiva, or why would Rabbi Akiva's son be called Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha? So the Rashbam says Rabbi Yeshua ben Rabbi Akiva Kareyacha, because Rabbi Akiva was a Kareyach, and it's for that reason his son was called Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. How do you know Rabbi Akiva was a Kareyach? That's a Gemara. Kedamrina Masechtas Becheres Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph. Kol Chach Mi Yisrael Doimin Lefonai Keklipas Hashum Chutz Min HaKerach Hazeh. And as I said, that all the Chach Mi Yisrael to me, they're like the peels of garlic, with the exception of Kerach Hazeh. And he was referring to none other than the great Rabbi Akiva. So these are puzzling Gemaras. But the Rashbam says that you want to know who Rabbi Akiva's son Rabbi Yeshua was? It was none other than Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. What the Rashbam says in our Gemara, Arvei Psochim, Kuf Yudei Zaman Aleph, Rashi says in Masechtas Becheres on Daf Nun Ches Aman Aleph, on that Gemara, Shahoya ben Azayoim and Kolchach mi Yisrael doimel lefanak teklipas Hashem chutz men akerach hazeh zokte hilig Rashi that's why Rabbi Akiva son Rabbi Yeshua was known as Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. But Tosfos right here on our Gemara and Tosfos in Masechet Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun says ve'ein nira. I can't believe that Rabbi Akiva would go down in history as Karcha because he was a Kerach. So much so that Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, the great Tana, every time somebody mentions him, it would be in that sense, he's the son of the Karcha. It's not something that's possible. So this is Yodua, Machloikis Rishonim, Rashi and the Rashbam on one side, Tosfos in Shabbos brings in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. On the other side, whether Rabbi Yeshua, the son of Rabbi Akiva, is Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, or whether he's another Tana. But the Inbeis Medrash Beloi Chiddush, I saw in the Pesach Inayim from the Chidah. So he says, quote, Viroisi Beshar HaGilgulim, Shesider, Reb Chaim Vital, that said that Reb Chaim Vital writes that Omali Moirizal, I heard from my Rebbe. So who was the Moiri of Reb Chaim Vital? It was Darizal. Ki hu ra be'enov. Darizal said he saw with his eyes as Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, that's Rabbi Yeshua benoisha Rabbi Akiva, ve'enam ish echad. And he says not the same person. So Darizal said he was Megala, it's in the Shara Gulgulim, that he saw. What does that mean, he saw? I don't know. But he saw. Sounds like he saw. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, and he saw Rabbi Yeshua ben Rabbi Akiva, and he says, I'm telling you, it's not the same person. Zok the Gemara Vayta. So we mentioned seven things that Rabbi Akiva told his son Rabbi Yeshua. So the Gemara is now going to digress from its digression and mention a series of things that different Tanoim told their sons or their Talmidim. Chamishet varm tzivu Rabbi Akiva es Rabbi Shem Ba'yichoy k'sheyichovich Beis Asurim. So Rabbi Akiva was in a Beis Asurim. He was on death row. Pappas ben Yehuda. He taught Tayyar Barabim. The Romans had decreed that they can't. He eventually was tortured and then killed. Asura Rugei Malchus. He was mechaper for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's role. Kavi Yochel in Mechirus Yosef. Advarim Atikin. But says the Gemara, while Rabbi Akiva was on death row, so one of his Talmidim, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was with him. Amalos, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai turns to Rabbi Akiva and he says, Rabbi Lamdeni Torah, teach me Torah. And this Gemara is very, very puzzling. Very hard to understand. Amar, so Rabbi Akiva told him, I'm not teaching you Torah. Amalos, so Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai told Rabbi Akiva, if you don't teach me Torah, and I'm going to go to my father Yochai, and he's going to master on you. And by mastering on you, you're going to end up being in trouble. Amaloi. So Rabbi Akiva told him, Yoisemi Masho, Ego Roitza Linek, Paro Roitza Lahanek, famous Gemara. He says, more than the ego wants the nurse, the mother wants the nurse the ego. Believe me, you want to learn Torah. And more than you want to learn, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, I want to teach you. Amaloi. But he said, so Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai turned to him and he said, Umi Besakana. But at the end of the day, if the ego doesn't nurse from the paro, who's going to be the one that's going to lose out? Halo ego b'sakana. The ego's going to be b'sakana. So I'm the one that's at risk over here. So it's very nice that you want to teach me Torah, but you're not losing anything really by not teaching me Torah. I'm in a sakana because I'm the ego, and the ego is more in a state of sakana if anything happens. So before we go weiter, I mean, this Gemara is very difficult to understand on so many different levels. First of all, Rabbi Akiva doesn't want to teach Torah to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Why not? So you'll tell me because of the fact that the Romans had decreed don't teach Torah, I mean, Rabbi Akiva was on death row because he violated that decree. That's the Gemara Masechtas Bracha. So what's Pasha Pshan in this Gemara? Number one. Number two, what does Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai tell him? I'm going to tell my father on you and he's going to master. What does that even mean? You're going to master Rabbi Akiva? Besides, he's on death row. What are we mastering exactly? He's already incarcerated. Rabbi Akiva's fate was already sealed. So Pashup Shan in this Gemara, and also, just to add a knech, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai refers to his father as Yoichi. He refers to him by his name. How does he call his father by his name? So he said, Abba, maybe that's a teretz. So this Gemara is Einoi Oimer Eler Dershuni. So when we learn the Gemara in Brachas, that says Rabbi Akiva taught Torah Barabim. So you have to understand, how was Rabbi Akiva able to teach Torah Barabim? It was a suicide mission. It's not one of the Gimel Averis Chamuris. So what gave Rabbi Akiva the right to teach Torah Barabim? Then we learn the Gemara in Pesach and Kuf Yud Beis Amal. Rabbi Akiva didn't want to teach Torah. So you have to understand that Gemara. Once Rabbi Akiva was willing to teach, meaning after the whole Gemara in Brachas, so what's Pshat here? Maybe there was Barabim. Here it was Biachidus. So obviously there's what to say, but at first glance, the Gemara is a very difficult Gemara. So again, why did we mention this? Because we said seven things that Rabbi Akiva told his son, Rabbi Yeshua. So now we're going to mention five things that Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So when did these five things go down? So this was the preface. So Rabbi Akiva, it sounds like, didn't want to teach Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Torah. I mean, they didn't bring out two Yevamos Gemaras and start knocking. But rather, he told him five things. Number one, Amalei told him, if you want to choke yourself, He told Rabbi Ilan Gadol, then you should find a very, very tall tree. So what is the nimshal? Obviously, that can't be literally what he meant to say. So the Rashbam says that what he was trying to say was that if you want to say over a big chiddush, try to find a Rishon, an Achron, to say over the chiddush in his name. It's like this, people will accept it. Meaning, if you want to say something that's a big deal, that people may go after you, find an Ilan Gadol, Ashle Ravavi, Tzadik Katoma Yifrach. The tzaddikim are sometimes referred to as trees. So find a big tree, and that's what you should say it in that person's name. When you teach Torah to your son, make sure the sefer that you're using has been properly edited. Why is that a big deal? Means talking about when you're teaching your son something for the first time, and the first impressions last. So make sure you use a sefer that doesn't have any mistakes, because the first time you learn something, you learn it the wrong way, it's going to end up sticking, it's going to be very hard to uproot it. Then he said, you shouldn't cook in a pot that your friend already cooked in. Mind you, that's also a mashal. So what's the nimshal? He meant to say that you shouldn't marry a grusha if her husband, her ex-husband, is alive. If a divorced man marries a grusha, and both of their respective ex-spouses are still alive, arba deyos b'mita. The b'shas tashmish, there's going to be 4 deyos. Why the 4 deyos? So the Rashbam says, because zer liboy le'ishta rishoyna, v'zoyis labayla harishoyin, as a result, there's 4 deyos. Viboy yisema, filo ba'amana, could be this is true, even by an amana. I by an amana, her husband's not alive anymore, and it sounds like in Sfara maybe, if her husband's not alive, so she's not going to think about him. The reason is, she ain't kol etzboyis shavayis, because not all of the etzboyis are the same. So etzba is literally a finger, but the Rashbam says, it's referring to ever atashmish. U'mitoich she'in tashmishoy shel zeh noyach lokeshol rishoyin, tis. Could be it's going to lead to sinna, because, and it's for that reason that's why. This is the third thing that Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Shimon Bayechai. The fourth thing he told him was mitzvah v'guf gadol. If you want to do a mitzvah and have a guf gadol, what does guf gadol mean? Make a lot of money, the Rashbam says. Oichol peiros. So what you should do is, you should lend money, you should collateralize the loan with a piece of property, use the peiros that the property produces as interest. You'll get a mitzvah because you are mekayim the mitzvah of im kesef talves ami, and at the same time you're going to make money. Now the truth is, this sounds like Ribbis 101, but the Rashbam sends you to a Gemara Masechtis Bava Metzia, the Mashkanta, the Surah, which even though it feels like Ribbis and it looks like Ribbis and it sounds like Ribbis and it smells like Ribbis, it's really not Ribbis. And that's exactly what Rabbi Akiva was telling Rabbi Shimon Bayechai. He was saying that there is a way for a person to do a very big mitzvah. Usually, if you're going to loan somebody money, you're going to do a mitzvah, so you can't charge ribbis, which means it's going to come at the expense of potential earned income. But there is a way to do it. The Mashkanta de Surah, and this was one of the 5 things that Rabbi Akiva tells Rabbi Shimon Bayechai when he was Chavish Rebbeis Asur. And the last thing he told him was mitzvah v'guf tar. If you want to do a mitzvah and you want your guf to be tar, noise isha leban, and they should get married. And you should have children, because getting married is a mitzvah, and your guf is going to be tar, because you're going to be protected from averus. Abad dvarim tzivur rabbeinu HaKadosh Hasbano. So again, the 7 things that Rabbi Akiva told his son, Rabbi Yeshua, some say Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. The 5 things Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Shimon Bayechai while he was chavish b'beis asurim. And now we have the 4 things that Rabbeinu HaKadosh told his sons. Al tida b'shchansiv. First thing he said was, don't live in shchansiv. Why? Because they were leitzanim. And they're going to end up going to get swept up in that leitzanim. He told them, don't sit on the mita of an aramis. What does this mean? So the Gemara says, three pshat. Ikat amrisom say, lo yitik b'mol krishma. It means that you shouldn't go to sleep without krishma. The Arameans don't say krishma, naturally. As a result, that's what he was trying to say. Vikat amrisom say, lo yitinsev giyurta. You shouldn't marry a giyuris, because a giyuris, the Gemara says, ad asore dori lo yitivazi arma biyape. Because up to 10 generations, sometimes a geyeris is still going to be sensitive to his nationality. And we're afraid that if a person is going to, maybe in the course of an argument, say something about the nationality of the geyeris, it could be she's going to be very offended by it, and it could be it's going to end up being a situation. Some say, no, Rabbi. What Rabbi meant was very posh. He wasn't trying to say a mashal and a nimshal. He said simply, "Al teishav al mita samaras." Don't sit on the bed. Doesn't mean it's not telling you how to go to sleep. It's not telling you who to marry. But don't sit on a bed of an aramis. Why not? Mishum ma'isid rapapa, because of the story of rapapa. So what's the story? So the Rashbam brings it. Dibra Masko, the Ikeda Amri, Almito Aramis Mamish, Misham Nice Rapap. So Israel Aramis Achas Chayavas Lemois, because there was an Aramis that owed money to Rapapa. Rapapa was a Soicher. Vinichnes Bebeis Aligvay Semen. So Rapapa entered her house, he wanted to collect the money. Techonka is Bena. So listen to what this woman did so she shouldn't have to pay the loan. She took her child and she killed her child. Hashtag blood libels. Vinosne Soya Lamito, and she put the child on the bed. Shikhs Rapapa. So Rapapa walked in, Amalay Sheva Lamito. Sit down on the bed until I bring you the money. And that's exactly what he did. When she came back in, she said, where's my child? You killed my child, and it forced Rabbi Papa to run away from the city. So Rabbi Papa had major tzaras because of a Maisa Shahaya, where he sat on the bed of an Aramis, and it's for that reason Rabbeinu HaKadosh told his son, don't sit on the bed. Now Rabbeinu HaKadosh lived well before Rapapa. So obviously he was just preempting the concept. Meaning, you see from the story of Rapapa what Rabbeinu HaKadosh was referring to. It's not Ra Maisa V'Nisker Halacha. It's not because of this Maisa we have to institute the Halacha, but it was more, this story is just Exhibit A of what Rabbeinu HaKadosh was worried about. We're not going to go back here now, but the Gemara Masech the Shabbos, Taf Kuf Yud Ches Amad Beis says, Amr Rabbi Yossi, Yehei Chelki Mimisha Chosh Tenoise Ve'en Boy. He hopes in the next world he's going to get a Chelki Noilam Haba together with people whom people were choshed of doing something wrong, but they were choshed big shame. It was really anybody. I'm Rapapa. So Rapapa famously said, "L'didi chashtev lo havabi." I had this. People accused me of doing something wrong, and it wasn't true. And over the years, we've spoken on many different pshatim. What exactly were people ever choshed Rapapa of that he's referring to? He's going to get this epic chelik in olam haba because they were choshed him of something that never really happened. Some say that it's referring to this Gemara that we just learned. Mishum Maisa the Rapapa, this story that the Rashbam brings. People were chushed him of Shvichas Damim. He had to run away. This was clearly a very big deal, and this is what he was referring to. So again, we're discussing the four things that Rabbeinu HaKadosh told his sons. The first thing he told them was, don't live in Shchansiv. The second thing he told them was, don't sit al mitas aramis. What does that mean? So we saw so far three pshatim, what exactly that means. Continues the Gemara. Third thing he said was, "Val tavrich atzochan ameches." He said, "Pay taxes." Dilma mashki chelucha v'shaklem inach kol de'islach. Because if you don't pay taxes, eventually they're going to find you and they're going to take a lot more than your taxes. Val tamid b'fnei hashar b'shasha il menagam. Then finally, he told him, "Don't be in the presence of a shar when he emerges from the agam, when he emerges from the swamp." Why? Then neshasatim irakim in karnav. Because when a shar emerges from the agam, the satan is dancing between his horns. So this sounds like heebie-jeebie, like what we've been talking about the last few davim. But the Rashbam says that's actually not what it means. Lav dafka, we don't mean the satan. Ela meshuga, kid mefarish lekamon. It just means that the shah is going to be a little meshuga, a little crazy. And it's for that reason, it's just not a good idea. Amar Shmuel said, b'shah shachar b'yaminis. So Shmuel explained what Rebbe meant. He said he wasn't referring to all oxen, but rather he was referring to a black ox. And he didn't mean the whole year. He meant dafka yoyme nisan. Tani Rabbi Shai, machik meshar tam chamish am. A person's supposed to separate himself from a shah tam 50 amas. Meshar mu'ed, and from a shah mu'ed, kemloy enav. More than 50 amas. If you can see it, you're not far enough. Tani Shmeid Rameyer, there was Bryce said in the name Rameyer, reish turu b'dikla. If the head of a shah is inside a basket, so you think you're safe, right? The shah is minding his own business. He's eating now, he's drinking. No, you're not safe. Sakla igra, you know how not safe you are? He said, this is my recommendation. Find a ladder, climb to a roof, v'shadi dargimitus, and then kick the ladder. It's like this, the shah won't even be able to go up the ladder. You're not going to be tempted to go back down the ladder. That's how safe you have to be. Amar Rav said, nizah de tura. If somebody encounters a shah, so don't try this at home, but if someone encounters a shah and he's afraid that the shah may take him out, he may become a shah shenogach. So there's an incantation, so to speak, that you're supposed to say. Rav Shpam calls it a lachash. He says, you should say, hein hein. Niza the Aryeh, if there's an Aryeh coming after you, you should say Zeze. Niza the Gamla, if there's a Gamla coming after you, you should say Doda. Niza the Arba, what if there are people that are trying to bring a ship to shore, they're trying to tie it up, and they're struggling, so you should yell at them. You should say Hilni Hai Hila, the Hila Kulya. Either way, a little bit of Baba Kama tucked away in the middle of these incantations and these Gemaras about Mazikin. This is the rest of the story. This you don't learn when you learn Shar Shanagach or Arba Abbas Mazikin. So what are you supposed to do if you see a Shar? A Shar Tam 50 Amis? A Shar Mu'ed, if you could see it, continue moving backwards. Rameya said, even if the Shar is minding his own business, find the ladder, climb to a roof, and then kick the ladder. So like this, you're safe. And if he comes after you, you start screaming, hein, hein. If it's a lion, zeh, zeh. If it's a gamol, da, da. Zokti gemara vayt. Amar Abaya. Abaya said, or, which is skin. The dog is a fish. The kois, we'll see what that means. Chamin. hot water, ubeitzim, eggs, vikinim levanim, and white lice, kulam kashal davaracha. They're all considered dangerous for davaracha. So in different sugyas, the word davaracha means different things. In our sugya, davaracha means saras. It was always something that Chazal didn't want to pronounce for whatever reason. But in our Gemara, the sensitivity is it's saras, and that's why we refer to it as davaracha. So the Gemara says, ar man, what does ar mean? Skin? What's the problem? Mandagoni amishcha, that's all. It's talking about skin that's in the process of being processed, and if somebody lies on it, it's not good. Dog. What do we mean when we say that a fish is not good for davaracha? Shibuta b'yayim enisan. If someone eats shibuta, a certain type of fish, b'yayim enisan, it's considered dangerous. What does kois mean? Shiyura kasa daharsana. It's not a cup. It's not dalud koisois. But rather, it's kasa daharsana, which was a certain fishy meal. If you eat the leftovers of it, spoiled, it can bring to tzaras. Chamin, what's wrong with something hot? It means chamimi de chamimi. It means really, really hot. Yad, so let this boy, yad nichvis boy, like the hottest of the hot, meshadro ilove. If somebody pours it on top of him, it could be very, very dangerous. Beitzim, what's wrong with eggs? Man de madrich haklipin. If somebody walks on eggshells, it's dangerous. Kinim levonim, what does that mean? White lice? Mandam mechabel bushi. It's referring to somebody that had lice, and he whitened his begadim to get rid of the lice. He didn't wait 8 days before he back put it, v'hada lovish, before he put it back on. It's dangerous. The reason is, because we're afraid that the kinim might be there, and then they're going to regenerate or procreate, and eventually you're going to end up having tzaras from it. So these are things that are not good. Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa said, based on the Isra Shunra, a house that has a can inside, you should not walk into without shoes. Again, we take for granted that we have shoes. Rav Papa said that if you don't have a pair of shoes, don't walk into a house that has a cat, my timer, which is the Shunra Kata L'chivya, because the Shunra of Chagadya fame kills snakes, and it eats it. And sometimes there can be little parts of the snake that's going to end up on the floor. And if you walk without shoes and you get your skin gets exposed to this little part of the snake, it's not going to come out. You can end up in a big sakon. Some say Rapapa said just the opposite. He said, basically the less inish bavro. What he said was that a house that doesn't have a cat, you shouldn't walk into, nothing to do with shoes, but you shouldn't walk in at night. My time of Duma Michrich Bakiv Yodamazak. So if there's a cat, so you know there's no mice. If there is no cat, so now there's mice, and our sugya, it's snakes, which is obviously a lot worse. And if a person's gonna walk in at night and he can't see the snake and he's not wearing shoes, so it's a recipe for an issue. Gimel Dvarim Tzivah Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi S. Rabbi. So there were three things that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi told Rabbi. So we have the seven things Rabbi Kiva told the son Rabbi Shua. The five things that Rabbi Kiva told Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai when he was on death row. We have the four things that Rabbeinu HaKadosh told his sons. And now we have the three things that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi's son, Rabbi Shmuel, told Rebbe. So we know Rebbe was a shtickle Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi. He was more a Talmud of Rabbi Yossi, but he had a lot of covet for Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi as well. So these are three things Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi told Rebbe. Makash sim. He said, "Al tas mum ba'atzmecha. Don't make a mum in yourself." Mahi, what does that mean? So he told him, don't go to court against three people. So if it's one against three, you're going to lose. Why? Dechad havi bal dinuch. Betray sadi, because you know what's going to happen? One of those three is going to be your bal din, and the other two are going to be edim, and they're going to say edist against you, and you're going to end up in trouble. V'al tamid ala mekach v'shosha in l'chadom. He said, don't look at a mekach if you don't have the money to pay for it. Meaning, don't go window shopping if really you know you're not going to buy it. So what's the reason? So the Rishonim give different reasons. But the Rashbam says that the reason is because maybe there's going to be somebody else who wants to buy it, and he sees you looking at it, so he's going to say, all right, it's already accounted for. And here, you're not going to buy it, he's not going to buy it, and the moich is going to end up losing. So you're actually causing this person chayshah mishpat harm, so that's not something you should do. And then finally, the third thing was ishtecha tavla. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi told Rabbi that if your wife goes to the mikvah, v'nido al tizakik lo laila rishayna. That the first night after she goes to the mikvah, there's, you shouldn't do tashmish. Amar Rav, so Rav explained, ubenida dayraisa. You only mean a nida dayraisa. Hoil v'huchsak mayim pasuach dilma mashchaziv. So we know that midayraisa hilchas nida is very different than the way hilchas nida is practiced. Hilchas nida midayraisa is that if a woman sees dam nida during the 7 days of the 7-11 period, the halach is she's tummy for 7 days. But here's the point. If she sees dam day one, she's tameh for 7 days. If she sees dam day four, she's only going to be tameh up until day seven. And if she sees dam on day seven, she's just going to be tameh until that night. Midday raisa, Anita doesn't eat shiva nekiyim. She doesn't eat 5 days before she has her Shiva Nikim. Midday Raisa, a woman is Tame up until the seventh day of Nida. If she sees Nam after that, that's a whole different Shaila. That's Shemeres Yom Kineged Yoim, that's Ava Ketana, that's Ava Gedoyla. But here's the point. Midday Raisa, if a woman saw Dam Nida on the seventh day, she can go to the mikveh, Herif Shemesh, she's going to be Tahar. She's going to be fine. Which means it's possible for a woman who saw Dam an hour ago, and now all of a sudden she's Tahar. So that's what Rabbi Shmuel Baresi told Rabbi. In such a situation, wait a day. Because you never know, there's a Mayim Pasuach over here. That's a Nida term. And because there's a Mayim Pasuach, Dilma Mosh Chaziva, maybe she's going to see Dam. Now, this is already the eighth day, which is day one of the 11 of the 7-11, which would make her a Zava Ketana, but she's a Shemeres Yom Kineged Yoim. That's a problem. So as a result, he said, wait a day. But Bizman Hazeh, this halacha is not applicable. The reason is because Bizman Hazeh, when a woman goes to the mikvah, she already had Shiva Nekiyim. So if she already had Shiva Nekiyim, so what does that mean? That means that she doesn't have a Mayim Pasuach anymore. So if she doesn't have a Mayim Pasuach, it's not a problem. So Bizman Hazeh, because of the Chumra de Rab Zera, that the Gemara talks about in Masechtas Nida, B'nois Yisrael, Echmiru Al Atzmon, that, right, even if they see Tipas Dam Kechardel, they sit Shem and Akim, and they don't worry about Ziva and the 7 and the 11, it's all the same. Every single time a woman today sees Dam Nida, halachically she's treated like a Zavik Gedol. So that means she had Shem and Akim. She had Shem and Akim. So this is all a moot point. Shalash Advarim Siva Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda's Rabbi. There were three things that Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda told Rabbi. Al Peitza Yechidah B'Lai, he said, don't go outside at night by yourself. You shouldn't stand in front of a candle arm, not wearing clothing. And don't enter a new bathhouse. Shema tifchas, because there's a concern that maybe it's going to cave in. So we've seen this a few times, that the bathhouses were considered dangerous places. So the Gemara says, ad kama, until when is a bathhouse considered? No, Amr Abshur ben Levi, ad yud beis chayidish. The first 12 months. What's this about? The time we learn to the bride, somebody stands in front of a ner arm, having nichba. He's going to have this disease. And if somebody is meshamish mitosai in front of a ner, havi labanim nichven, then his children are going to be nichven. Tanu rabban meshamish mitosai al mitosh tinek yoshein olel. If somebody is meshamish mitosai on a bed with his child, oisle tinek nichven, the child is going to become nichven. Again, this disease. V'loy amar an elderly havi barshas. That's only true if the child's not a year old. Avlo havi barshas, the child's a year old. Less number, no worries. V'loy amar elder gani lahadikari. And it's only an issue if the child is sleeping by the feet of the people, avalkani lahadi reishi, but if the child is by the head, less mumbah. It's also not a problem if his hand is not on the child. If his hand is on the child, less mumbah, it's not going to be a problem. So again, one of the three things that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda told Rabbi is, don't go outside at night. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Now the beginning of the daf and the end of the daf is all going to come full circle. A person shouldn't walk outside at night, not on Tuesday nights, or on Shabbos Kodesh night. The reason is because there's a demon. It's a female. Her name is Agras Bas Machlas. She has a military. She has an army. Her army are Malachi Chavolo. How many are they? So it's 18 times 10,000. So 180,000 Malachi Chavolo. And they all have the ability to do their own thing. So if somebody walks outside by himself Tuesday night or Friday night, he's exposing himself to the risk of Agras Bas Machlas, who's this Shida, this female demon, who has an army of 180,000 Malachi Chavolo, all of whom have Rishus. It's interesting, 180,000, Shmoyna Esrei, Kaminyan Chai. But either way, says the Gemara, Mikara Veshchichi Kulion. Meaning, so what does this have to do with Tuesday night and Friday night? Here's the rest of the story. It used to be this was true every day. Zimna Chada, once upon a time, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. This Machlas, or Agras Bas Machlas, encountered Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. Amar Leish, he told him, he loved the Machlas and Lach Barakia, his Arab Chanina ben Terasi. Were it not for the fact that I heard a Baskel in Shemaim that said, be careful, don't touch Chanina and his Torah, referring to Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, Sakantich. You would have been in tremendous danger. Amar lo, so he turned to him and he said, Icha Shivna Barakina, if I'm so chashiv in Shemaim, I didn't realize I was so chashiv. Now that I know I'm so chashiv, there's a concept of Tzadik Goiz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. So he said, Goizer ani olayich, I'm making the gzeir on you, shalei tavoyer b'yishuv lo'oylam, that you should never be able to enter the yishuv. Amrole, she said, b'matus v'noch, please, she starts pleading. So now all of a sudden, Agras Bachs Machlas, who has this big army, is begging Reb Chanina ben Doisa, please, shavki li rav chaporta, give me something. And the Gemara says, Reb Chanina ben Doisa negotiated with her, and shavak lo leili shabbosis v'leili revios. And he said to Seder, Friday night and Tuesday night, those two nights I'm going to let you roam. Now why those two nights? So the Rishonim say, because those were two nights Rav Chanina ben Doisa felt people really weren't out so much. Mondays and Thursdays, we know the Batei Dinim used to convene. Psul and Nisus Liyam Rvi. Mondays and Thursdays used to convene. Which meant Sunday night and Wednesday night, the Olam was out. Thursday night and Matzoy Shabbos, people were traveling for Shabbos. So he felt those nights, people were also out. The two nights that he thought he was safe was Friday night. People don't go anywhere. And Tuesday night is that night in the middle of the week that you're not going to Beis Din because Beis Din doesn't convene Wednesday morning. And where are you going for Shabbos? It's Tuesday night. The weekend didn't start yet. So as a result, he felt that those were the good nights to give this Agras Bas Machlas. And he felt that the right thing to him to do was to take 5 days off the table and let her have these 2 days. And like this will say, two nights a year, a person should make sure that he shouldn't be outside by himself. That's the first Gemara. But the Gemara said, V'sucha dezim nepogabe ba'abaya. There was another time that Agras Bas Malach, Machlas, encountered a great man. And this time it wasn't B'chini ben Doisa. This time it was hundreds of years later. It was Namayra Abaya, Amrale. So she turns to Abaya and she made that fatal mistake again. She said, he loved the machzalach berakir, Zaru ben Nachmeni b'Teiras. We're not for the fact that I heard, stay away from Nachmeni, one of Abaya's names, and his Torah, havasakantich. You'd be in great danger right now. Amalei. So Abaya said, really? Oh, I didn't realize. Yichashivna berakir. If I'm so chashiv in rakir, goizani alaychush leitavar b'yishuv lo'ilam. I make gzera that those 2 days Reb Chanina ben Doisa allowed you to have, Tuesday nights and Friday nights, I'm taking that off the table. That was what Abaya said. Gemara, hakachazina on the amifra. But it's not true. It seems that this didn't really work out. Meaning, Reb Chanina ben Doisa didn't work. You would have thought by Abaya it would have also worked. Tzadik goyze v'akadosh baruch hu mekayim. So what happened over here? So the Gemara says this, that sometimes, occasionally, it seems a little bit like maybe on Tuesdays and Friday nights is an issue. It's because gazaisa ninu, the shamti susya v'asu davilohu. Sometimes the militaire, this entourage of Agras Bas Machlas is really on the away from the Yishuv, but occasionally a horse will somehow lose its place and they're going to have to go find it. So it's a machzich. Once in a while that is a situation, but that's just a mikra ba'alma. That's not really the way it is. And the reason it's not the way it is because Reb Chanina ben Doisa was mevatel this whole situation for the 5 nights of the week, and then Abaya came and he finished the job and he made that they shouldn't really be around on Tuesday nights or on Friday nights either. So, exhale. Two ha'aris related to today's daf. The first ha'ara is that one of the themes, the daf started with this and it ended with this, and we saw it a little bit in yesterday's daf as well, that there's some added sakana when you talk about Shaydin and Mazikin on Tuesday nights and on Friday nights. The daf began, lo yishta adam mayim, loy belele reviyos, veloy belele shabbosos. And then we had a gemara at the end of the daf, that a person is not supposed to walk outside by himself at night, loy belele reviyos, so there's a special sakana on Tuesday night and on Friday night. And then the Gemara told the rest of the story. That the reason is because at night there's a certain Shida. Her name is Agras Bas Machlas. She has an entourage of 180,000 malachi. And it used to be that these malachim would roam every single night. Then Reb Chanina ben Doisa, the great tzaddik, was able to get these malachi to stay off the roads for 5 nights, but 2 nights he felt that he had a plea bargain, and as a result, Tuesday nights and Friday nights were considered sakana. Then the Gemara says that really Abaya was even mevatel there. But what happened was that sometimes, occasionally, there is a little bit of a situation, and the reason that there is a little bit of a situation is because sometimes these malachim need to come into the Yishuv because they lost something. But when that happens, really all it is a mikra ba'alma. It's interesting that this halacha, that a person shouldn't walk outside at night by himself, is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. There's a siman in Shulchan Aruch that's dedicated to these sugyas. It's in Yerideya siman Kuf Tez Zayin. The name of the siman is Dvarim Ha'asurim Mishum Giloy, things that you're not allowed to do because of Giloy. So Giloy literally means if you have a liquid and you left it uncovered overnight because of the Nechashim and the Akravim. So once upon a time, that was a very big deal. Sugis and Avodah Zarah and other places in Shas, it was considered a sakana. But the siman doesn't only talk about that. It's the first halach of the siman, but really the rest of the siman talks about different things that are aser mishum sakana. So the Ramah in Sif Katan He says as follows, quote, V'chein yizor mikol dvarim hamavim lidei sakana. A person has to be careful from all things that are related to sakana. After the Mechaber listed a bunch of examples, he said, these are just examples. But tein l'chacham v'yech gamoyed. You have to take the principle and apply it. If you know something is a davish al sakana, then you stay away from it. Ki sakanta chamir meisura. Because you should know sakana is even more chamer than iser. V'yesh l'chush yoyse l'safik sakana v'l'safik iser. We always speak out this Rama. A person has to be more careful about a safik iser, a sakana, then he has to be of a safek iser. V'lochein, says the Ramah, for that reason, asru leilech b'chol makon sakana. It's also to go in any place that's a sakana. Come on. Tachas kir nata. You don't walk over a wall that's bending. O yichidi balaylo. Or you don't walk outside at night. V'chein asru lishtes mayim en anaharis balaylo. Something that we just saw. O yilaniach piv al kiloach hamayim v'lishnes. Ki dvarim elu yesh mehem chashash sakana. So says the Ramah, anything that's a sakana, better. Anything that's a chashash sakon, anything that's a suffix sakon, a person is supposed to be careful. And he gives a few examples. One of the examples is a person shouldn't go yichidi balayla. So the Vilna Gaon, the Bi'ur HaGra, says, how do you know that a person's not supposed to go yichidi balayla? Perik arvi psachim, daf kuf yodeis amabeis. It's our Gemara. Now, Pasha, you'd be very easy to learn the Gemara and say that even though it's true, there's an idea of not going outside at night alone. It was one of the few things that Rabbi Yehuda told Rabbi, but the Gemara clarified it. The Gemara said, number one, it's only true Tuesday nights and Friday nights. And even Tuesday nights and Friday nights, the Gemara said, is really not such a big deal. It sounds like all it is sometimes there's like a mechush that you have to be worried about it. But the pashtus of the Gemara feels like certainly not 7 nights a week. At best, twice a week, because of what happened, Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa. And Va'oid, we even have the story about Tuesday and Friday night, which seems to, at the very least, minimize the potential issue that we're dealing with. But pshat in the Ramah, l'chayra is, it's because at the end of the day, there's a chashash sakana. The bottom line is, it's mavur that to walk outside at night by yourself is considered dangerous. That's a fact. It's considered dangerous. The Gemara gave terutzim. The Ramah felt in Ilchus Issevahetar, maybe. So you're dealing with Sakana, Chamira Sakanta Meisura, and the Hergish to take away from this Gemara of the Ramah was don't never go out. Not on Sunday night, not Monday night, not certainly Tuesday night, Wednesday, Thursday, it doesn't matter what night it is. That's an halacha that a person should always be careful. It's interesting that who exactly is this Agras Bas Machlas? So the Marsha says that he thinks that this Agras Bas Machlas was really the daughter. Agras Bas Machlas was the daughter of a woman named Machlas. So who's Machlas in the Torah? Yishmael. Yishmael, the son of Avram Avinu, had a daughter, Machlas. And that's who this Agras Bas Machlas is. So the root comes from Yishmael. I saw Rabbi Ruvi Margolis in a Sefer Malachi Elyoin. So he has a whole arichnos about Agras Bas Machlas. He brings the Marsha and he says that what the Marsha says is really mefurish in Sifrei Kadmoinim, in Sifrei Kabbalah, that's clear that this is related to Machlas that's affiliated with Yishmael. That's who this is. And then he brings a medrash that says, Loisira Mipachad Loila. Who's Loisira Mipachad Loila? It's Min Agras Bas Machlas. That's what Loisira Mipachad Loila means. And then he says a Dover Nifla. He says that we know, it's very interesting, that Friday night, we say Kabbalah Shabbos. So what's it called, Kabbalah Shabbos? It's a bunch of Mizmorim. L'chun Aranana, Shiru L'Hashem Shechadosh. And then we say Mizmor V'Soyda. If Shabbos falls out on Yontif, so there's different minhagim what you say. But everybody says Mizmor V'Soyda. Right? Mizmor V'Soyda, which you say right before L'Chadoidi, you say every single Friday night, even if it falls down on Shabbos. Mizmor L'David, I'm sorry. Mizmor L'David, Havel Hashem B'nei Yelin, Havel Hashem Kovid V'Ois, Havel Hashem Kvayit Shemoy, Koy Hashem B'Koyach, Koy Hashem B'Hodr. So said Rabbi Ruvim Margolis, what's the pshat? How come when Shabbos and Yontif fall out on the same night, you don't say L'chun Aranen, and nobody says L'chun Aranen? But at the same time, Mizmor L'David, everybody says. So Pashit, it's something about the Mizmor. It's something about Shabbos and Yontif. So he says classic. He says, I don't think that's the pshat. He said, the pshat is because the beginning of today's daf said, Layishna Adam Nayim, Loy Belele Revios, Belele Shabbosos. Let's say somebody's thirsty, you want to drink water. It's Tuesday night, it's Friday night. So what should you do? So the Gemara said there was 5 options. We had plans A, B, C, D, and E. So what was option A? The first thing you should do is Maitakante, name a Shiva Koilas. You should say Koila Shem Alamoyim, Kela Kovid Hirim, Hashem Alamayim, Koila Shem Koyach, Koila Shem Bahadur, Koila Shem Shoiva Arosin. So Reuven Margolis said, you want to know why we say this Mizmor Friday night? It's not out to Kabbalah Shabbos Shabbat. It's not out to Lechun Aranana. It's because it's Friday night. And Friday night's a Sakana. It's a Gemara in Arvei Psachim, Daf Kuf Yud Beis. And because it's a Sakana, so therefore, you have to be very careful. One of the Sakana says, don't walk outside at night by yourself. B'seyde. You're not going anywhere. It's Friday night. But at the same time, there's another. Don't drink water. You're going home. You're about to eat a Suda. You're going to drink. You're going to drink water. So if you're going to drink water, Vas Vetzayin, it's going to be a Sakana. The Teretz is the Gemara. You say all the Kailos. So said Rav Reuven Margolis, that's why you say all the Kailos. You want to know why you say the Kailos? That's the reason. The Haraya? Because Friday Yontif, you say this and you don't say that. What's the pshat? If it's Alts Kabbalah Shabbos, you wouldn't say this either. It's not Alts Kabbalah Shabbos. Alts Discourse is vintage. Rav Reuven Margolis. It's not out to Kabbalah Shabbos. Maybe it's also a Kabbalah Shabbos, for sure. But at the same time, there's an added nekuda. It's related to the Sakana of the Gemara in Psachim, Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, and based on this Gemara in Psachim, Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, that this is the antidote, this is the shmira against the Mazikin Friday night. When you drink water, you're going to drink water. So you have to say the seven koilos that David HaMelech said on the water, and it's for that reason, this is what we say. The first line of the Daf, was Tano. Oichlen u'mashkin tachas amita, afilu mechupen b'kli barzel, ruach roshay ralei. If a person has oichlen u'mashkin, underneath his bed, and he slept on that bed, it's considered very dangerous, and because of a ruach ra, and as a result, the halacha is that you're not supposed to drink from this water. The Rambam, in his Yad Chazaka, brings this halacha, and the Rambam seems to give a pshat in this Gemara, that's different than what the Gemara says. And this Rambam is a very important Rambam because it's Exhibit A. It's literally Exhibit A of the Rambam's Shita when it came to Gemaras like this. The Rambam says, a person shouldn't leave any food underneath his bed. Even if you're not sleeping. Even if you're eating. And the reason is, Shema Yipo by Dover Amazik, because we're afraid that something may fall underneath the bed. Does he know about it? That something might be dangerous, you're going to eat it, and you're putting your life into a sakana. So says the Rambam, well, yitin tavshal tach samita, you want to know why? Practically speaking, you don't see it. It's out of sight, out of mind, and as a result, how do you know what's going to fall into it? And you may end up being in a situation. Says the Ravid, gam zebi Yerushalmi. It's mentioned in Yerushalmi, it's also mentioned in Arvei Psachim, u'mefarshe mishor ruach ra. But there the reason is a different reason. There it's related to ruach ra. This Gemara, this Rambam, is quoted by the Poskim again and again and again and again and again as Exhibit A. It's machlokes Rambam Ravid had to understand the Gemara in Arvei Psachim. The Ravid understood the Gemara literally. It says it's an ishma of ruach ra, so you have to be considered about a, you have to be concerned for a ruach ra. Whereas the Rambam took the Gemara and he really didn't explain it kipshutai. And this is the Rambam l'shitasai when it came to all inyanim of ruchais and shedim and mazikin and all these different things. The Rambam tried explaining it in a more physical, more scientific way. That was the shitas Rambam. Kiyodua the Vilna Goyen in his Bir Agro and Yerideh Simen Kufay and Teh spoke very harshly about this. This Rambam, if we don't have to repeat it, it's Gedai Natu Ayin Shom. But he spoke very, very sharp on the Rambam and the Rambam's understanding of a lot of these Gemaras. But it's just kedai to mention that one of the places that the Rambam says it very, very strongly, and he seems to literally go keneged the literal translation of a Gemara, the Gemara says Ruach Ra, and the Rambam didn't understand it as Ruach Ra, is the Rambam right here as it relates to this halacha. This, the Pischei Tshuva in Simen Kuf Tes Zayin brings a machlokes between the Shvus Yaakov and the Vilna Goy. What would be b'di'evet? What would be if somebody went to sleep and he had food underneath his bed? B'di'evet, it happened already. Could you eat the food or could you not eat the food? So he brings a tshuva from the Shvus Yaakov, who's paskin that, yeah, b'di'evet, you're allowed to eat the food. But the Vilna Goyen was very machmer. And the Vilna Goyen held that it's also to eat the food, even b'di'evet. The ruach ra, that shoira on the food, is so nasty that even b'di'evet, it happened already. So usually b'di'evet is much more cooler than halacha. But as it relates to this, it doesn't matter if it's the katchila b'di'evet. Either way, this is something that's going to be an issue. So I saw a beautiful tshuva in the Shailas of Tshuvas, Teshuras Shai. So who is the Teshuras Shai? The Teshuras Shai was Reb Shloimeh Yehuda Tabak. He was the Rav in Siget. He was the Rav in Siget in the late 19th century. for over 50 years. He had Arichas Yomim, and he had a very, very long tenure as the Rav in Sigit. So he was the Av Beis Din in Sigit around the time of the Sigit the Rebbes and the Satmaruf. So the Shailos Tshuvas, Tshura Shai, is very much in the same sentence as the Divrei Yoel and the Yitavlev and all the Tzadikim of the Sigit and Satmar dynasty. That's who the Tshura Shai was. He was one of the great Hungarian poskim. So in the Shailos Tshuvas, Tshura Shai, and this is in Chelek Aleph, it's in Simen Kuf Tes Zayin. So he asks a Kushin afor. He says that the Vilna Gaon said that this idea of not eating food that was underneath a person's bed is a problem, even b'di'evet. So he said, if it's a problem, even b'di'evet, he doesn't understand. You have sugis and masechet avodah zarah, where the Gemara talks about different foods that you are and are not allowed to buy from Akum. Cholov Akum, Shemen Akum, Pas Akum, Bishol Akum. We have all these different sugis. There are things you can't, there are things that are controversial, and then there are things that you can. So, freak the churashai. Freak the sigit the ruv, he says, I don't understand. How does this conversation even start? There's an idea that you're not allowed to eat food that was underneath your bed. According to the Vilna Gaon, even b'di'evet. That means anytime you buy something from a shegetz, there's a chashash, there's a mechush ba'alma, there's a possibility that maybe this food was underneath this person's bed when he went to sleep. If that's the case, there's a ruach madat shayra on it. So you'll tell me it's a suffix. No, chamir sakantame suru. We just read the Ramah in Kuf Tes Zayin. When it comes to the onim of sakana, it's way more chamir. The standard changes. We don't go with roi. We don't say bittel. Svek, svek. All these different things that usually we rely on. Al zeanu chayim. Suddenly, when it comes to sakana, we have a whole different shulchan aruch. So the churish, I said, I don't understand. How could the Vilna Gaon be right? How could the Gaon have said that it's a problem with the Evid? If it'd be a problem with the Evid, you can never buy something from a guy. So the halacha should be, you can never buy food from a guy. Forget about chol stam. Can't buy anything. It's not nageya. You can't buy anything because anything you buy, there's a question of a ruach ra. And for that, there's no mirsis. Right? You don't have all these svaras. So lochaira, what poshim shadish? It's a bomb kasha. This is the kasha that he said. It's a bomb kasha, and he said a bomb teretz. He said a teretz based on a teretz chayim. The Teres Chaim is a Masech Teshvuas, Daf Tezvav, and it's such a bomb, this Teres Chaim. Rabbi Kiveg and Gilyan Ashetz said, Ayin Teres Chaim. So on the Gemara that says, Ruach Rosh Shair Alein, Rabbi Kiveg says, Ayin Teres Chaim Shvuas, Daf Tezvav on the base. Rabbi Kiveg wanted you to say it, which means we should say it. So Teres Chaim says, Adav Nifla. He said, what's pshat in this Ruach Rosh? What's the Hesper? So if a person goes to sleep and underneath his bed, you have food, there's a ruach ra that's shayra, it's very dangerous, it's very scary, it's a kana. You're not allowed to eat this, you're not allowed to eat this food. Not only on Tuesdays and Fridays, you're never allowed to eat this food. This is something that's very, very serious. So the Teres Chaim said that the pshat as follows, because Chazal say that when a person goes to sleep, so his neshama that he has returns up to Shamayim. And that's why every morning we say, Likai neshama shenasata b'tahirihi, because we get our neshama back. B'yotcha afkid ruchi. So we give HaKadosh Baruch Hu our neshama, HaNeshama Loch VaGuf Shalach. We give Hashem our neshama every single night, and then He gives it back to us. If we give our neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single night, that means every single night, every single person experiences something that's a microcosm of death. It's a fact, because that's what death is. The neshama is Perech. That is the definition of death. The guf is there. It's the soul that departs the guf. That's what Misa is. Every single night, a person experiences a little bit of Misa. In fact, the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos that Shina is Achas Mishishim of Misa. Sleep is 1/60th of death. What's the pshat? It's not because, oh, a person's lying, he's comatose. No, that's not what it is. It's because the Neshama departs, but it doesn't depart in the Misa way. It's in the Shina way. So it's 1/60th, it's 1/60th of that. Reb Chaim Volozhiner says that we know that Yaakov Avinu went 14 years without sleeping. Vayishka v'amakam ahu. So Rashi, in the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, quotes the Gemara in the end of the first paragraph of Masechtas Megillah that says, v'amakam ahu shachar. But Yudal Lachon, the 14 years that he was in Beis Shein Ve'ever, over there he didn't sleep. So the Reb Chaim Volozhiner said, how's it possible? How is Yaakov Avinu able to go 14 years without sleeping? A human being can't go 3 days without sleeping. Right, if somebody would make a shvua and he would say, Hareini Nishba or Koinim, She'eni, he's not going to sleep for 3 days. These are Gemaras. It's not possible. How do you go for it? So said Reb Chaim Volozhiner, because sleep is 1/60th of death. And the whole Yisoyed of Shina comes from the Makar of Misa. Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. And because Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis, Yaakov Avinu's neshama wasn't subject to Misa, it wasn't subject to Shina either. Because sleep is really a microcosm of death. That's what it is. And that's the tiefkeit of Alikai Neshama. Because every morning, a person has a little Tchias HaMesim. If sleep is 1/60th of death, then waking up is 1/60th of Tchias HaMesim. We can appreciate a little better what we mean when we say Alikai Neshama. It's a begeder, it's a bechina of Tchias HaMesim. Every single day that a person has on this world is a new lease on life. Literally, kipshuta, 1/60th. 1/60th of life. It's a little bit of Tchias HaMesim. So said the Teres Chaim, if when a person goes to sleep, it's 1/60th of death, that means the person now has 1/60th of a din of a mace. One of the halachas of a mace is a mace's tame. That means this person was tame tomas mace. If he's tame tomas mace, it's a diluted version of it. You know, paraduma. It's a diluted version. But at the same time, it's 1/60th of tomas mace. If it's 1/60th of tomas mace, that means he's metame tomas oil, achas mishishim. That means anything that's underneath him while he's sleeping is going to be tame tomas oil. Said the Teres Chaim. Reb Kivega said, look it up. I'm telling you, it's G'day. This is what Reb Kivega was referring to. This is the Teres Chaim. That you want to know why there's a ruach ra, that shayra on the food that's underneath a person's bed when he sleeps. It's because there's 1/60th of tomas mace. So said Rav Tabak, the Sigat Teruv, in a shayl sechuv is true a shay. That's the pshat. Because everybody knows Adam Kiyamas Ba'oil. Atem Kriyam Adam, Ve'in Umes Oilam Kriyam Adam. That a person is Metamet Tumas Oil, that's a Yid. But a guy is not Metamet Tumas Oil. Oh, if the whole Yisoid of the Ruach Rod that Shoyre Tachas Amito is Tumas Oil, like the Teres Chaim said, like Reb Kivega said, take a look, Ayin Sham, and a guy doesn't have Tumas Oil, so this is not applicable when it comes to guy. So you can buy food from a guy. Aye, what happened to the Ruach Rod that Shoyre? The Vilna guy said it's Shoyre, even B'dievet. It's true, but that's only for someone that's subject to Tumas Oil. A Yid has Tumas Oil. So when he's Mahil on the Eichlin, it's going to be a problem. A Bashegitz that doesn't have Tumas Oil, you have nothing to worry about. So Davka Yid, it's going to be an issue. By a guy, it's not going to be an issue. That's why you have all the Sugis and Avodah Zarah, Akum this, Akum that, and it all boils down to Yerideya Shilas. What happened to Yerideya Simon Kuf Tezayin? That should be the simen. What happened to Chamira Sakante Meisura? What happened to the Ruach Ra? Oit to Teres Chaim, it's related to Tumas Oil. Government didn't have Tumas Oil. As a result, it's not Nogeh.